Okay, we are back with you at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show on this Friday night, and it is time to hit the hardwood. We're going to talk some NBA in our next segment. We're going to find out how teams are now positioning themselves after the All-Star break and the mentality. We're going to shine the spotlight on the Chicago Bulls as they have played well as of late, and that is good news because after the month of January, the Bulls were 6 games under .500, and they were still reeling from the loss of Derrick Rose. It's a pleasure to welcome in tonight Kent McDeal from NBA.com. He is also the author of a brand new book, and I want to encourage you guys, go online right now, check out a copy of this book. It's 100 Things Bear Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. So in our conversation, hopefully we're going to have some time to talk some NFL and the Chicago Bears. Hi, Kent. Good evening. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you very much. Let me remind you as well that I wrote 100 Things Bulls Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die, which is out there as well.
Perfect. Absolutely. Well, let's talk about those Bulls because it's a team that is trending upward in a positive direction. They've hit a winning streak here in the month of February, and they're looking to continue to move up in the standings. What has been the key, Kent, for this turnaround?
The Bulls care more than anybody else does. As because of Tom Thibodeau's coaching attitude, he's really transferred that to the guys, and the Bulls simply don't play any games half-heartedly. You know, the NBA season is very long, and even the good teams have lulls. And while the Bulls don't play great games every night, they play hard every night. And that attitude starts with Thibodeau, works its way through Joakim Noah. And I don't know if the world understands exactly what we have here in Joakim Noah. A tremendous defensive player. He's got some offensive skills, a wonderful rebounder, but he's got the heart of a lion. And so he buys into Thibodeau's attitude. And then you've got Kirk Heinrich, who's tough as nails. Mike Dunleavy has been playing really well in place of Luol Deng. Jimmy Butler, who is their shooting guard because of Derrick Rose's absence. He's lived an incredible life, started out in Houston and had some really, really bad times. And so you're never going to get less than a full effort from him. That whole thing combines into an effort that other teams simply don't bring to every game.
You know, you bring up a great point talking about head coach Tom Thibodeau. I mean, his staple has always been a defense-first approach. And it just seems like they have turned the corner here in the month of February with a renewed commitment to that.
Yeah, it took them a while to get used to the idea of playing without Derek. And then it took them a while to get used to the idea of playing without Luol Deng, who the Bulls traded to Cleveland just to clear cap space in hopes of being able to make some moves this summer. But now they've got it figured out. And, they've got Dunleavy in the starting lineup, and they've got Butler and Heinrich and Boozer and Noah as your starting lineup. And then you've got Taj Gibson coming off the bench, and Taj would be starting for at least half the teams in the NBA if he had the chance. So those six right there make it hard to match them in terms of effort on a nightly basis.
You know, you talk about the effort of Joakim Noah, two-time All-Star, I thought represented the Bulls very well. So many notables on him. But provide for us tonight an update on Carlos Boozer, because he's had some injuries with his left calf, correct?
Yeah, slight. He came back from the last game at the end of the first so-called first half. But you know what? Injuries have been the last thing that people can complain about in regards to Carlos. When he came to the team 4 years ago, he had a history and a reputation for being injured. And he had a problem his first year with the Bulls, but the last three, he's been remarkably healthy. There's other problems with Carlos. He doesn't play a lick of defense, and the only shots he takes are those teardrop jumpers, which is kind of weird for a guy who's supposed to be on the inside. He also makes $18 million a year, and there's all sorts of talk about him no longer being with the Bulls. Once the season's over, the idea that the Bulls would amnesty him. The talk I hear goes back and forth as to whether they're going to do that. The Bulls don't like the idea of paying a guy $18 million and not having him play for them. The amnesty thing takes that number off of the books, but you still have to pay the guy. I don't know how that's going to play out, but in terms of health, Carlos has been great.
NBA.com, Kent McDeal is joining us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And so can you just quickly give us a hit before we transition here into the NFL? How is Derrick Rose doing?
He looks great. He shoots jumpers in front of the team. He comes out and shoots before every game. it's kind of weird. We went through this whole thing last year as he was coming back from the ACL, and there was all this talk that he was going to be able to come back, and we didn't understand why he didn't. And now we're in the exact same position with the MCL, and the Bulls organization goes way out of its way to make sure nobody talks about the possibility of Derek coming back, even though Derek made a little bit of a hint at a team-sponsored function last week about the possibility, maybe in the playoffs. It's a topic that everybody in Chicago is so tired of. What we want, it'd be great if he comes back, that'd be great, everybody be happy, but what we want is for him to come back healthy for the start of next year and not get injured again. If we can get that kind of promise out of him, everybody be fine.
Just a few more minutes with Kent McDeal. We are quickly running out of time. Kent, tell all of our listeners tonight where they can go and get a copy of your book on the Chicago Bears.
The book is published by Triumph Books in Chicago. TriumphBooks.com actually has 100 things you can want to know about almost every professional and college team in the country. It's really it's a pretty impressive collection of books, and many of them have been written by sports writers such as me, the guys that I know that they really know their stuff. Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com carry it as well. And it's in the Chicago area. It's in Barnes & Noble's, the brick-and-mortar stores as well.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to reliving some of those memories. We're going to have you back on our show. We are flat out of time. And I definitely want to talk about what are some of the position needs for the Bears coming into this season and some of the prospects that they will be looking for. Kent, stay warm up there in Chicago. And we promise to catch up again with you real soon. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, okay?
Thank you very much for having me.
That, of course, was Kent McDeal from NBA.com. We also took time to highlight his new book, 100 Things Bear Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. We also want to thank all of our guests in our lineup. Tim Kirchen from ESPN, reporter analyst with ESPN's Baseball Tonight. Sean Callahan from Rivals.com. I want to encourage you to go online and check out his work. Jim Pruden, and each and every week, Jason Peter joins us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell, encouraging you to don't drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports. So long, everybody.